Our featured guest this week on Vikings Game Plan is game-changing linebacker Chad Greenway. 11th year from Iowa, had the 11th interception of his career in the game against the Detroit Lions.
Michael Burton, the fullback, motions to the backfield. Stafford under center, play action. In pursuit is Danielle Hunter. Intercepted by Chad Greenway, the veteran!
Welcome to the show, and we were begging for you to get into the end zone on that play. You were trying hard, too, weren't you?
Yeah, trying to. I think Matt was just trying to throw the ball away. He threw it to me. You know, that at that point, defense becomes offense, and we know it defensively. We're trying to put that thing in the end zone. Just such a momentum changer. You look at the stats and the records and how they change when defensively you score a touchdown.
Yeah.
Just for the psyche of the game. And I caught Linville, caught the corner of my eye, and tried to get a lead block, but clearly he's better at getting quarterbacks than getting blocks.
Yeah, right.
So, playing fullback now. But you know what? It was a big play and trying to get points out of it, which didn't work out, but that's the way it goes.
An assist to defensive end Danielle Hunter on that play, where Danielle left the game without a sack, but absolutely was a major contributor on Chad's 11th interception of his career. Danielle has to be one of the more physically gifted players with whom you've played, right?
Yeah, I think Danielle, you know, there's players that come in, you know, maybe once every 2, 3, 4 years where you kind of see them physically just being sort of that different mold. You know, Adrian certainly in that mold. Percy was certainly one of those types of players. Probably Everson, you know, these guys that come in that just are physically so gifted. Kyle Rudolph, another great example of that, just with the height and ability. So it's just great to see guys like Danielle come in the NFL. They were completely humbled by the process, completely humbled to be here, want to get as much out of their talent as they can get. And he does as good as anybody. He's just working hard, honing his craft, continually trying to learn the game. And, you know, we don't know how good he can be yet.
Defensively, what do you guys aspire to accomplish today against the Redskins?
Well, it's important for us to obviously get to Kirk Cousins. You know, we've struggled these last couple weeks of getting pressure. You know, the ball's been coming out of the quarterback's hands pretty quickly, and that's obviously frustrating the defensive line. You know, we have to be tight on receivers. We have to really challenge these receivers. So we need to create chaos around the quarterback. If we can do that, good things are going to happen for our defense, much like they did throughout the entirety of these first 8 games.
What do you think of Cousins overall? Decent mobility, slides in the pocket, okay, nice arm.
Oh, I think he's very underrated. I think he makes every throw really look easy. You know, he can put zip on it when he needs to get the ball to the outside. He puts great touch on, you know, over routes and deeper route sevens. I just think he does a good job running the offense. You can tell he's playing with a lot of confidence right now, just the way he's carrying himself on the football field. He understands protection, but at the same time, what they're doing gets the ball out of his hands and gets him in a rhythm. That's what we're trying to disrupt, because once these quarterbacks get rolling, these guys are too good to let him just sit back there and pat the ball and throw it around.
Chad played a ton in the Lions game and played quite well. This seems like another game where you might play a fair amount. I mean, they seem to use a lot of two tight end sets, which indicates base defense will be on the field a fair amount.
Yeah, it just depends on the down and distance and the situation we're in. It can change kind of as the game goes on, obviously. With Eric back, which is great for our defense, just, you know, another great leader, another great linebacker for us to have back in the mix and whatever better player. So that's huge for us defensively. For me, my role kind of shifts back to what it has been, and it just depends on how many two tight end sets they give us. They're very talented tight ends there with Vernon Davis and Jordan Reed. Super talented guys, both catch the ball, can run after the catch, and you know, that's a big key for us this week is limiting those yak yards. We can't have the missed tackles we had last week. We have to be able to get the guy on the ground right away and stop the drive.
What do you appreciate most about Linval Joseph's game?
He's just selfless. You know, I think the best part about our guys in the locker room and our guys on defense is individually we may have some success. You know, maybe one guy here, one guy there, maybe the entire defensive line, or, you know, somebody's playing really good at a certain time. But it's just never about that for us. And I think Linval just is indicative of that as well, where he can have a ton of success. He can dominate games. He can win games for us defensively. But he just doesn't really care. He cares about what we do defensively as a team. He cares about it enough to look around at his teammates and see what more he can do to make his game better, but also make our defense better, and I think that's huge. We've had a three-game stretch that's been pretty rough, and I think it's been well documented, but that type of mentality is going to carry us forward these last 8.